You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Monday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40pm with Gareth Topham, James Millman and Luke Elder in the studio. Three meetings on Monday, two on the flat, one from Pontefract and one from Windsor, and a national hunt meeting at Market Raisin as well. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. Rory Delaghi. How are you, Rory?
I'm very well indeed, thank you.
Good man. Right, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look back at some of Saturday's highlights and then we'll move on to Monday's action as well. Unfortunately, we can't talk about Sunday's action in Longchamp because we don't know what's happened yet. We're recording before the events take place. But starting with Saturday, plenty of good racing this Saturday. We'll start with the racing at Ascot. Who stood out to you for a start there, Rory?
On Ascot's card?
Yes.
I'm not sure we're looking at any massive performances for the future, but it was nice to see both Eastern Impacts and particularly Buxtay getting their just desserts.
Yeah.
Buxtay have been running well all season in most of the big handicaps, starting from Lincoln Day onwards. Often a little bit unlucky in running, as he was in the Air Gold Cup, but back at 7 furlongs, he managed to get back on track and justify favouritism in the Challenge Cup, and no doubt he'll have another go maybe on Champions Day in that mile handicap at Ascot, so we shall see.
Yeah, you mentioned horses for the future. Star Storm's on a real upward curve at the moment. He won the Cumberland Lodge.
Yeah, he's the big improver, essentially. The one thing you have to say about the Cumberland Lodge is that it was a pretty weak race, and it does undermine some of the middle distance form in the UK this year, because he beat Missed Call with the proven group performers behind. He won a handicap off a mark of 86 on his previous start. He was still rated 94 going into that race yesterday. So for him to have won as easily as he did, and he won more easily than the winning margin suggests as well. He put the race to bed very quickly, and then they closed him down late in the day. So he won by 2¾ lengths. He could have won by 5 or 6, to be perfectly honest. And yes, that does prove that he's very much going the right way. But we do have some pretty moderate middle-distance performers. Hillstar and Romsdal finished third and fourth, but neither of those have really fired on all cylinders this season after enjoying a good campaign last year. And it shows you why Trev is rampant at the moment, really. We don't have the greatest bunch of older horses.
Okay. Moving to Newmarket, we'll look at a few races there. Three big two-year-old races on their card. We'll move on to those in a moment. But we'll start with the Group 1 action in the Kingdom of Bahrain Sun Chariot Stakes. Esoterique she was well on top in the end, getting the better of Integral, Irish rookie, back in third as well. And a good start to the weekend for Andre Farb. Obviously, we don't know what's happened Sunday, but he'll have enjoyed that one.
It'll be a little bit of a surprise if he leaves Longchamp empty-handed. But he was at Newmarket yesterday. I think that surprised one or two people, with a big card at Longchamp going on both yesterday and today. I hope he's not getting the Eurostar back. I'm sure he's not, to be perfectly honest. But Esoterique, she's a little quirky, in my opinion, but she got the job done well, and she was given a very confident ride by Pierre-Charles Boudot, who sat on the rail, allowed Ryan Moore and Integral to get on with it. Integral was a little free, a little fresh in front, but she's bounced back to form and run really well. I gather that was due to be her last race, so we'll see if that still ends up being the case. But the most likeable performance from the contest, I thought, was from Irish Rookie, who broke a little bit slowly from an outside stall, which wouldn't have been ideal in the first place. She's then come through to lead. Briefly looked like she was going to win the race with a furlong and a half to go and just get run out of it, but kept on well to keep third, and she will probably come on again for that run. So she's one to look forward to. Hopefully stays in training next season. But Esoterique goes now for the QE2, would appear. And she's arguably overpriced for that. She's got an awful lot of ability. And the stronger the pace she gets to run behind, the happier she is. She's a very, very strong traveller. You wouldn't want to see her out on her own for too long in a race, but if she's pulled into a race like the QE2, she will really enjoy that, and she has to be considered there. I think quotes of 7-1 were bounded around yesterday.
Yeah, I'm just going to check the price on Esoteric in the QE2. She was 7-2, third favourite straight on the back of the race. Yeah, still 7-1, third favourite behind Solo, who she's got a length to make up on from Royal Ascot, and Glen Eagles, who's also in the betting at 4-1. So
I think she's very interesting. The other interesting thing about that race yesterday was her rider didn't need to resort to his whip, which is just as well because he dropped it during the race. But in fairness, I think she's the type who probably doesn't want or need the whip anyway.
Yeah. What about the two-year-old races at Newmarket then? Any performances you were keeping an eye on for next year there?
The most impressive performance I think on the day would have been Alice Springs, who looked a certainty on paper for the Tattersall Millions Fillies Trophy, and Julie got the job done in very easy style, won by 4 lengths in the end from Clear Skies. That's a hat tip to Craig for the winning margin there. She will only do better next season. She ran over 6 furlongs at Newmarket in her previous start, and ran really well to finish a close-up 4th. She will improve for a step up to a mile. She'll stay a mile and beyond next season. There's plenty of air underneath her, if you like that expression. Essentially, there's a lot of developing still to do with her next season, and she will be a better filly at 3. Whereas a lot of the fillies who've done well this season, by definition, are early maturers and may not improve as much from 2 to 3 as you'd expect, whereas Alice Springs definitely will. So she's something to look forward to next season.
All right, anything else stand out to you on the Saturday before we move on?
No, I'm happy to move on.
Let's move on then. Well, by the way, we will be having a chat about what happened in Longchamp on Sunday on tomorrow's edition of the podcast. We'll give you all of the fallout there. But right now, let's concentrate on Monday's racing action. Rory's got 4 races for us, and we'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
We're going to take a look at 2 races at Pontefract and 2 at Windsor, starting in the 2:35 at Pontefract, which is a Class 4 nursery, so it's for the 2-year-olds. It's over 6 furlongs, a field of 13 here, Rory. Which ones have made the shortlist?
It's a reasonably long shortlist, to be honest. It looks a very tight nursery. Not an awful lot between most of this field on paper. It might come down to the draw to a large degree. Again, we expect a low draw to come to the fore here at Pontefract, and 1 or 2 interesting ones like Yorkie Mosabi, who was a winner of a maiden here last time out, and Tick the Box, who's improved for going into nurseries. They've got tough tasks from Sol 12 and Sol 13, so it makes a bit of sense to concentrate with those drawn a little bit lower. In saying that, the Cosmopolitan Girl is drawn in Stall 8, I think will run a solid race, and despite being drawn wider than ideal, she's got the early pace to take a good position, and she shouldn't be far away. The one I favour in the race, though, and one of a few who'll be looking to get to the lead, is Charlie Appleby's Seastrom, who's bred to stay an awful lot further than this. His dam stayed 1.25 miles, and she's related to horses who stayed a bit further than that. But he's shown his best form at 6 furlongs. Didn't improve for a step up to mile at Salisbury 2 starts ago. But was back to form when 3rd at Newmarket in a conditions race last time out. That was behind Zhu Feng, who ran very well in one of those auction races at Newmarket yesterday. So the form is really solid. This is an easier task for him. He does have the speed to get across close to the rail from stall 5, and that should see him competitive. There are plenty of others to bear in mind. He's got Noble Peace on his immediate inside, who'll also want to go forward. And that one's probably best ridden aggressively. Can pull hard when held up, as he did at Newmarket last time out. He could be a bit of a thorn in the side there. But Seastrom can enhance the record that Godolphin horses have at Pontefract. They've got a very good strike rate here, and he's got a lot of class. His form looks pretty solid for a race like this.
Seastrom then, the selection in the 2:35. The 3:05 at Pontefract is a Class 3 handicap over a mile. It's for 3-year-olds. And we'll start here with Lovely Memory for Saeed Bin Sarar. William Buick doing the steering. Had 3 starts to date. One when stepped up to a mile at Chelmsford last time. A relatively comfortable winner as well. Into handicap company for the first time here, Rory. What do you make of the Godolphin runner?
She's very interesting. She's bred to be very good. Her dam was a smart performer. And she's produced Folk Melody, who was a decent sort as well. The only problem you have with Lovely Memory is that her two solid performances have come on Polytrack at Kempton and Chelmsford, and she was well beaten in her only start on turf. That did come last autumn on her debut, and the chances are the reason she ran modestly that day was because she needed the run. So on pedigree, there's absolutely no reason to think she won't handle turf. She's got the plum draw in stall one. She showed plenty of early speed at Chelmsford last time out to take a good position. So if she handles turf, she's going to be difficult to beat because she's thoroughly unexposed. And while there are plenty of solid performers in here, most of them have been given their chance to win races and are as high in the handicap as they really should be. So Lovely Memory will be hard to beat if handling the surface.
Lovely Memory then, potentially hard to beat in the 3 or 5. The 4 o'clock at Windsor is where we go next. This is a class 3 handicap over a mile and a half almost. It's for 3-year-olds and older. We'll start here with Sweet Pea Rory, purely because she comes here chasing the hat-trick.
She's improved for the fitting of a hood. She's won 3 of her 4 starts since fitted with that headgear. She's well suited by fast ground, which hopefully she'll be getting at Windsor tomorrow. The going's officially good to firm in places. It's probably going to be on the fast side. And she comes from a yard whose horses tend to do very well at this stage of the season. He's notably patient, Marcus Dragoning, with his horses. And Sweet Pea, she's still unexposed for a 4-year-old. She ran the race of her life to win at Newcastle last time out and gave the impression there was a little bit more in the tank. She was very genuine when challenged that day, pulled out a bit more when required, and showed that she stayed a mile and a half well. First time she'd been tried at the trip. And unsurprisingly, she stays at well, being a daughter of Sir Percy. So she's going to be the one they have to shoot at again.
And final race we look at is the 5:35 at Windsor. This one is a Class 4 handicap over a mile. It's for 3-year-olds and older. Field of 14 here. Rory, who'd you go with in there?
A tougher race by the looks of it. The dark one in this is Revolutionist, who's only had the 2 starts for Mark Johnson. Doesn't send too many down to Windsor as a rule. And the handicapper looks to have given him a real chance off a mark of 76. Well held on his debut when slowly away in green at Haydock in May last year. He'd been off the track for a long time, but returned to run out an impressive winner off a maiden over a mile on the all-weather at Linkfield. Now, once again, he's been off the course since, so he's clearly had his issues. But he looks thrown in off a mark of 76 based on what he's shown. He looked a cut above his rivals in that Linkfield maiden, but it's just a case of whether you think he can take the natural step forward again. You'd like to see him turned out reasonably quickly after that, but he's been off the track for over 200 days, which could see him vulnerable. And if he is going to be vulnerable, then Mr. Mayday, course and distance winner, looks the obvious one to take advantage. He handles fast ground, but he did win on soft at Leicester last time out. That was a return to his very best. Suited by the way the race was run, he tends to be held up in his races, and he benefited from a pretty strong pace that day, and he would be a little bit of a hostage to fortune here, but he's a course and distance winner in the past. He comes from a yard in absolutely stunning form, the yard of George Baker, and he's got plenty in his favour, granted a reasonably strong pace.
Okay, so is that the selection that Mr. Medidi take on Revolutionist?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. All right, then. As always, let's just have a quick summary, Rory, if you'll spin us through your selections for Monday one more time.
The 2:35 at Pontefract, I've gone for Seastrom. In the 3:05 at Pontefract, my selection is Lovely Memory. The 4 o'clock at Windsor, I'm with Sweet Pea. And in the 5:35 at Windsor, Mr. Mayday.
Good work. Thank you very much, Rory. Good luck and enjoy it on Monday. So there you go, the thoughts of Rory DeLaghi on Monday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. Gareth Topham, James Millman and Luke Elder will be the team in the studio. These two meetings, Pontefract and Windsor, are accompanied by National Hunt action at Market Raisin. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Monday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.